We're doing a special class about Nisyonot, why God tests. And we're going to learn the words of the Radal, Rav David Luria, in his commentary on the 31st chapter of Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. And as an introduction, let's look at two places where the Torah identifies a test, a Nisayon, and the Torah tells us with regard to Avraham Avinu on the 10th Nisayon, on the 10th test, the Akedah, when he was commanded by God to bind his son. So after he agrees to do it, and God tells him in the end of Parshas Vayera, in the source sheet, it's on top of the page, Vayomer al tishlach yadecha el ha'na'ar ve'al ta'as lo me'uma. Don't extend your hand to the lad, don't do a thing to him. Ki ata yadati ki yirei Elokim ata. For now I know, God says, that you are fearful of the Omnipotent One, velo chasachta et bincha et yechidcha mimeni. And you have not held back, you have not retained your son, your singular one, from me. The simple reading of the verse seems to indicate that before you stood up to the test, I didn't know, God says, and now I know. So that poses a serious philosophical question. Does God not know the future? We declare that God does know the future. So we're going to have to discuss those words that God says, Lotodaki ata yadati. Do those words literally mean for now I know? So that's one thing we'll discuss. The next thing in Parshas Ekev, the pasuk says, "V'zacharta et kol haderech asher holichecha Hashem Elokecha," and you will remember the whole journey that God, Hashem, your God, took you on, guided you on. Ze arba'im shana b'midbar. Now it's been 40 years through the desert. God's been guiding you. Leman anotecha, to afflict you. Lenasotecha, to test you. Lada'at, to know. Et asher bilvavcha, that which is in your heart. Hatishmo mitzvotav imlo, will you keep his mitzvos or not? The simple reading of that verse too seems to indicate that God says, I give you the test so that I will know whether you stand up to the test. And again, that simple reading does not go in line with our tradition. So the question is, how do we understand these two verses? And if you want, you can listen to the Shiurim online on these classes, specifically on Parshas Ekev, but also on Parshas Vayera. In different years, we quoted different Rishonim that discussed this. And today we're going to take a slightly different angle. We're going to work with Radal, who begins with Midrashim, and will evolve with Radal through the Rishonim he brings to see how he gives us the different understandings of these verses of why God tests us. And the Radal is focusing on the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, the 31st chapter, where the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer until now has been enumerating the 10 tests of Avram, with the culmination here in the 31st chapter of the 10th test. And we're looking at Os Beis. Radal, in this new edition, in the Zichron Aaron edition of Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, it's page Resh Nun Vav, chapter 31, Os Beis, the second letter. So the Medrash had said that God tested him each time, Leida et libo, to know his heart, im yachol la'amod ve'lishmot kol mitzotav shel Torah, to know whether he can stand up to watching all the mitzvos of the Torah, as the verse says, Eikev asher shema Avraham bekoli ve'ishmo mishmarti, etc. So the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer seems to be going in the footsteps of the Psukim, seems to be going with the literal understanding of the verse, that God did the test in order to know what is in Avram's heart. Says the Radal, says Rav David Luria, Leida et libo, im yachol la'amod ve'lishmor kol mitzvotav v'chulu, tafas l'shon ha'katuv b'nisayon. The Ot Beis, in the right hand column, tafas l'shon ha'katuv, the Medrash is adopting the terminology of the verse with regard to tests, that the verse says, "Lenasotcha ladat asher bilvavcha hatishmo mitzvotav imlo." So the medrash is a play on words off of that verse. Vehine, behold, far piresh batanchuma sof parshat vayera. The medrash Tanchuma, also known as the medrash Yelamdenu, in the end of Vayera, regarding the Akedah, the medrash says like this: Shamar Avraham lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Abraham said before God, Ribono Olamim, Master of all the worlds. Adam minaseh lachavero she'eino yodea ma belibo. A man may test his friend, for he does not know what is truly in his friend's heart. Aval ata, but you, she'ata yodea ma halevavot v'chlayot yo'atzot, you know what a person's heart, what his innards are thinking. Ata tzarich la'asot bikach, you have to do this to me? Avraham Avinu stood up to the test. He passed with flying colors. And after the test, he turns to God and says, "Why'd you do it? You don't need a test in order to know I could stand up to the test." Im amar lo. So God said to Avraham, "Ki ata yadati ki yirei Elokim ata." So what kind of answer is that? We just said Avraham assumes God knew all along. Virutzono lomar. And what the Medrash means to say, says the Radal, "Kmo shekatuv b'psikta de'be'echad l'chodesh ha'shvi," as it says in the Medrash Psikta, which is entitled the Medrash of Echad l'chodesh ha'shvi, "Amar lo Hakadosh Baruch Hu," God said to Avram, "Shayiti mevakesh liyode'acha ba'olam," I wanted to make you known in the world. Ki ata yadati, the Medrash seems to be learning, doesn't mean for now I know, but rather for now I have made known, I have made famous that you are a God-fearing person. God is saying, I knew all along, I didn't need the test in order to know you would stand up to it, but I wanted to make it known in the world. So God says, I wanted the world to know shelo al chinam b'chalti b'cha, that I haven't chosen you for nothing. Shenemar, as the verse says, ki ata yadati. Now, it's interesting. If we pause for a second and look at the other page, the source sheet, our Medrash Tanchuma says it slightly differently. We don't have the Radal's version of the Medrash here. If you look at the reference sheet, we'll look at the first Medrash that Radal quoted, the Medrash Tanchuma in the end of Vayera. The Medrash says like this: "Ba'ota sha'a amar Avraham lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu ribono shel olam adam minaseh chavero she'eino yodea ma belibo shel chavero ata she'ata choker libo tuchleyot hayita tzarich la'asot likach." The question we saw: "Lo haya galuy lefanecha she'ata omer she'akriv et beni v'ani mezarez leshochto b'lev shalem." Our Medrash Tanchuma, we have that Avram said to Hashem in addition, "Didn't you know that if you tell me to shecht my son, I'll be swift to shecht him?" Hashem answers him, "Lo odia la'umot ha'olam she'lo al chinam b'charti b'cha." Our Medrash, the Medrash Tanchuma in the Radal doesn't have this line. The Medrash Tanchuma in the Radal only says the verse. Amar lo, God answered him, ki ata yadati. So he doesn't have the addition to Avram's question, "Didn't you know God?" And if you have this addition in the question, then it's very good that you have the addition in the answer, that God says, "I wanted the world to know that I chose you for a reason." And then, according to this understanding, ataya dati means I made known. If we look quickly down to the psikta that he quotes, the psikta says, God said to him, "Shehayiti mevakesh liyodacha ba'olam shelo al chinam bacharti b'cha mikol ha'umot." I wanted the world to know that I didn't choose you for nothing. Let's move forward. We're holding the Radal, the left-hand column.
Ki ata yadati midat hadin ba'olam.
The Radao has a version over here that there's an aspect that this was responding to midat hadin. Now, if we look in the parentheses, then this makes more sense. Because it doesn't, this midat hadin, these words don't show up in the psikta. The parentheses adds like this, v'chen b'agadat bereshit kan, in Agadas Bereshis over here it says the following, resh perek nun hei, amru, natata li reich hanes litnoses, you've given the one who fears you a banner, a flag to wave, mipnei kosh tzela shetitkashet, tire amitat midat hadin ba'olam, so that the truth will be revealed. And here the question is, do you add those words in parentheses, tira'e amitat, or to show the truth to midat hadin? And there's a marked difference between whether you have these words or not. Is God saying, I wanted you, Avram, to experience what is the midat hadin in the world? Or that this, so to speak, is an answer to midat hadin? So, according to this medrash, we'll continue, shim yomar lecha adam, if a person may tell you, you know, God chooses whoever he wants. There's no judge in the world. There's no rhyme or reason for what we see. You see a person rich, you see a person poor, it has nothing to do with anything. Hashem chose Avram, that has nothing to do with anything either. And here, we have this medrash in the Bereishis Rabbah, that if a person will make such a claim, you know what? God chose Avram, chose you guys to be His chosen people. It's just like God makes people rich and poor, and we can't see a rhyme and reason. We don't see any rhyme and reason that the Jewish people should be special. Yachol ata la'asot k'mo sha'asa Avraham. You could answer him, hey buddy, you think you could live up to a test like Avram? Avram lived his whole life without a child. Finally God promised him, finally at 100 years old he had a child. After all his suffering, God tells him, take that child and bind him before me and bring him, and he agreed. So that's the banner, that's the flag that we have to wave, that if someone says, why did God make Avram chosen? Why did Avram make him king over the nations? You can answer him, would you be able to stand up to such a test? The question is, the Medrash began with, in order to silence Midat Hadin in the world. And the Medrash concludes with, if your friend will challenge, why are you chosen? Why is Avram chosen? You could answer him. The Medrash seems to say that they're synonymous. That silencing Midat Hadin is synonymous to silencing a friend who comes with a claim. This needs work. How does that work? We always think of Midat Hadin as something spiritual. That in heaven God has a system which there's, so to speak, checks and balances. God has a system where the angels, or Midat Hadin, the justice stands and declares before God, I want that justice to see. The Medrash seems to say that it has to do with Midat Hadin Ba'olam in this world. That the justice in the eyes of mankind. Uva Avot Rabbi Natan, and then he quotes from Avot Rabbi Natan, the Medrash says, let's just summarize what we saw until now. We said the major question is, how does God say after the Akedah, now I know, Ata Yadati, now I know that you're a God-fearing person. Didn't God know in advance he'd stand up to the test? We brought the first answer, the Medrash Tanchuma, God says, I want the world to know. Yadati means to make known to others. The second answer we brought is that to silence Midat Hadin. And then either a continuation of that answer or a third answer is so that if people claim why is Avram chosen, there's an answer. He stood up to this test, which seems to be part of the second answer. Okay, so then Yadati, what does Yadati mean according to the second answer? It seems it's again saying, I have made known. Not I know, but I have made known. Uva'avot Rabbi Natan, in the Medrash Avos Rabbi Nosson, in the Masech Taktana, Kedei shechsheyavo Avraham Avinu litol scharo, yiyu ha-malachim, omrim yoter mikulam shaveh Avraham Avinu. So that when Avram comes to take his wages, everyone's going to admit that he's worth more than all of us.
שווה אברהם אבינו ליטול שכרו, he is worth it to take it his wages, שנאמר, לך אכול בשמחה לחמך.
Go eat your bread with rejoicing. Now if you look at the sources, you see that there are really two versions here. Who's the one that will admit that Avram's entitled to his portion? According to his version, it's the Malachim up in heaven. We have that in Otzer HaMidrashim, in Midrashim that Rav Eisenstein collected, a collection of esoteric Midrashim. But the Masechtot Ketanot that we have, our version is that the nations will recognize that Avram is worth more, which seems to go more in line with the Medrash we saw earlier, if other people have claims.
We're going on to the next page, page Resh Mem Zayin. V'chein b'zohar v'yera b'midrash ne'elam. In the Zohar of v'yera, the Medrash ne'elam says, de'hakol uv de'debar nash, that all the actions of mankind, itkelei kamei, are revealed before God.
So the Medrash says, flat out, God knows the future. We said in our class on the 13 principles that God, one of the principles is that God knows the future as well. We didn't discuss that there's room to discuss this point. Right now we're going with that as a given. Then the question is, how do you understand this verse?
Ela shelo latet pitchon pe livnei adam.
Again, the Zohar goes that the idea of the Akedah was that people won't have room to have a claim. Why are you guys chosen? And that's like the Gon that Ibn Ezra quotes, Yadati, that the word Yadati means Kmo Hodati, I have made known.
Now the problem is that grammatically that's problematic. How does the word Yadati mean Hodati? It should have said Hodati, not Yadati.
And that's why when Yadati means I've known. That's why when Ibn Ezra quotes this, he quotes this pshat and he doesn't like it. Ibn Ezra says, but that's not what the words say.
What can you do?
The Rambam already writes, it's so foolish that it's to an extent beneath our dignity to even respond to these claims.
Yeah.
That Avram is chosen.
Yeah. Well, I think one funny response to it would be that the crime is so outplayed that they relied on the Drashim. So they say, well, you already relied on us for a lot of your stories. Do you want to try to tell us which of our stories are wrong?
So the Ibn Ezra quotes the Gon that explains like this: La'arot tzidkato livnei adam, to show his righteousness to mankind. V'chein piresh haRambam b'moreh, and the Rambam also goes in this direction in the Mor Nevuchim, the Guide to the Perplexed, Chelek Gimel Perek Chaf Dalet. B'nisayon haman, when the Rambam explains the test of the man, you remember the other verse in Parashas Ekev says God afflicted you to test you, ladat, to know what is in your hearts. So we said, what does it mean to know? So the Rambam says with regard to that verse, it means to make known, so that it will be known that where your hearts are.
Aval ba'akedah, but the Akedah says, mipnei she'Hashem yodea mize, she'aya yodem ze rak Hashem, that only God knew what was in the hearts, and God wanted to make it known. Lachen pireh she'edu kol bnei adam gvul yirat Hashem ma'i, so that everyone knows how far one can be God-fearing. וצריך לומר לדבריו שעל מאמיני התורה וסיפוריה הוא שאמר ידעתי.
And according to that understanding, ידעתי means to make known to, like the Medrash says, your friend, to the Jewish people. Meaning, so that the Jewish people will know how far God expects us to be God-fearing. So these are nuances within that understanding. You remember we said, one Medrash seems to say, I want to make known to the world. Another Medrash says, I want to make known if your friend comes and asks, why was Avram chosen? You see, God makes this one rich, this one poor, chose Avram. So it seems like within the Jewish people there's going to be questions. For ourselves we need to know, how far is it supposed to go that a person is God-fearing? So that's what Hashem made known here.
V'haramban.
So now we've quoted the Zohar, we've quoted the Rambam, we've quoted the Ibn Ezra in the name of the Gon.
V'aramban b'Torat Adam Shar Hagmul, Nachmanides in Torah Sa'odom, in this chapter Shar Hagmul, Pierre Barucha,
he explained at length.
V'chein b'Pirushot Ra Parshat Akidah, v'Parshav Shach Pirushat Aman, Parshat Reb, Parshat Navi HaShekir, b'Ktzara, Shanisayon.
The Rambam explains, what is this concept of a test?
That God gives us the test for our sake, for the person who's being tested, to give one greater wages for the actions that he actually did, al yedei torach ve'amal, through toil and work, shehu kaful u'mchupal mimam sheyesh bo bekoach, that is double and double what exists in potential, because the primary schar is for the action, not the potential. When God says, I know Avram stands up to the test, but can Avram get wages for the fact that he could stand up for the test? So the Ramban says the idea of a test is to take the potential and bring it out me'akoach el apoal, from potential to action. So God says, I want you to grow. I want you to get more. Well, you'll get more when you actually realize your potential. Similar to this, it says in Agada of Shmos, the 31st chapter, Ashrei Adam she'omed b'nisyono, praised is the person who stands up to the test, ve'imamad, and if he stood up to the test, notel, then he gets his wages. Ba'olam hazeh, he gets wages in this world, ve'akem kiyemto la'olam habah, and the primary wages are for the world to come. Notel kiflaim, he gets double and double, me'iov, one of the examples is Job, v'shirem lo be'kiflaim, that he got payback that was double. Ve'efshar, zeu shamam ba'agadat bereshit, and it's possible that that's what the Medrash means, Gidlo kenes shal sfina. God grew Avram like a flag that's on a ship. V'chen b'zohar, and that's what the Zohar says. Amru arim de gala dilei bechol alma. They said, "I will raise his flag in the whole world." Shakavana sheheelahu. That the idea is that God elevated Avram b'zani sayon through this test le'malag gedola biyoter, to the greatest level, shezachat abisharo, that he merited in his wages. So this is the Ramban, this is a new direction, this is possibly the direction of the other Zohar, that the test raises the person. And people say this in the name of Rav Kook, that the word nisayon could also mean elevated. Linasot means to elevate. So nisayon, we call it a test. But these Midrashim and the Ramban seem to go that this is an elevation. Very nice, very nice. It's also logical that the tests are built up. Some of them farshim go into that. There's Rabbeinu Bechaye that works on each of the tests. There are midrashim. One of the things I was contemplating bringing in the source sheet are the breakdown. There's a machlokas in midrashim, really. What is the breakdown of the 10 tests? But that I figured we'll leave for the next class when we actually do the Medrash Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. So then, this chapter concludes his enumeration of the 10 tests so we can compare. I don't know where Rashi enumerates it. I know the Rambam in Pirkei Avos, the Rashi over there also enumerates it. I don't remember. The Radal comments, by the way, according to the Ramban, you also have to say that Yadati will mean Hodati. Veledivrei kulam kashe nisayon shel Chizkiya. And all these commentaries, really, we still have a question, the Nisoyin of Chizkiya, that it says, V'chein b'mnitzei sarei bavel, azvu alokim nenasoto ladat kol bilvavo, God left him to test him to see what's in his heart, shirtzono lomar shelo amad b'nisayon, that over there we find that Chizkiya did not stand up to his test, v'im ken, lama haya hanisayon. So, all these answers are good when you succeed. You say, I want to make it known to him, I want to make it known to the world, I want to give him more wages. Good. But what do you do in the case of a great person like Chizkiyo who failed? He did not stand up to the test. There was no risk factor? That's what we're going to have to deal with here. No risk. Is there a risk factor? Meaning, if there's a risk factor, you're sharpening his question. Meaning, is there a risk factor?
And if there is, so then how did you gain? Because you see, here's an example, Chizkiyah. The pasuk clearly says in Divrei Hayamim it was a test, and we know he failed the test.
There haRamban b'Torat Adam ergish baze, and the Ramban sensed this difficulty. Upiresh she'en ze lenisayon levakesh mimenu davar. The idea here was not that it was a test that God was seeking something from him, ela azvo velo si'o, but rather the idea that the verse is saying is that God, it's not that God left him as a test, but God didn't help him. Kasher salo adata besancheriv ufuat cholio ayen sham, that until now God gave him exceptional assistance. And here it's called the nisayon, but the idea wasn't that it's like the other nisayonot in Tanakh. The Ramban says, okay, what are we going to do about this case that he failed this test? So that wasn't a test. The idea of the verse is that God left him and that was a difficulty for him, but it's not the same type of nisayon. That's what the Ramban wants to explain it. Aval, but says Radal, lo bier perush lashon nisayon. At the end of the day, the verse calls it a nisayon. So the Ramban says, yeah, but it isn't a nisayon. But then why does the verse call it a nisayon?
Al pize, umi leshon apeked Rabbi Eliezer kan leida et levavo. And from the words of the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer over here that says that God gave Avram this test, leida et livavo, to know his heart. Velo izkir b'lshono sheyidu acherim. And the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer doesn't say so that others will know. So all these explanations that we gave, you can give multiple explanations in the words of the verse. But the Medrash, that's not a pasuk. You're not supposed to start darshaning, well, even though the pasuk literally means this, it meant something else. The Medrash is supposed to be clearer.
Nireh li shekevanato sheyeda Avraham be'atzmo.
So he says, a phenomenal pshat. He says, God tested Avram, so that who will know? So that Avram himself will know. That leida over here is not a reference to God. God knew, but it's a reference to Avram.
V'chein zaro acharav ledorot, and so to his offsprings for generation, al yedei came through this, shekol ma'aseh avot siman lehem,
for all the actions of the forefathers are a sign for us. They will also know levavo, what is in Avram's heart.
Shenatan Hashem koach balev mevin, that God gave the heart, even though the heart is logical and it deduces, it understands things, nonetheless, God gave it the potential and the strength la'amod b'chol minei nisyonot sheba'olam, to stand up to all kinds of tests in the world b'fal, in practice, b'shmirat kol ha-mitzvot, in watching all of the mitzvot, af b'davar gadol kazeh, even in something as great as this.
Now that's a tremendous message, that God gave Avram this test so that we would know that we can stand up to tests. Very often when things get difficult, the person feels like, this is beyond me. I can't do this. Okay, so I'm going to have to compromise. Where am I going to compromise? So a person decides, I'll compromise on this, I'll compromise on that. One of the things we learn from the Akedah is the extent of our own potential. And Hashem did it before in practice to teach Avram his potential.
Ubifrat l'Avraham ish hachesed,
and specifically when done to Avram, who's considered the master of kindness,
hayaze nisayon,
this was an exceptional test,
shelo hirher achar hakadosh baruch hu b'tzivui ze shehudin gamur,
that he didn't start having doubts about God when God gives him a command that's completely counterintuitive to Avram. Avram spent all his life preaching and acting in kindness, preaching that God does not want us to do things that are evil. And now, at the end of his life, as far as he sees, he doesn't know how much longer he has left to live, God tells him, now Avram, go sacrifice your son. So for Avram, this was the greatest test.
V'yiyeh perush yadati d'Avraham.
And then the understanding of the word yadati that's written by Avram is
hodati lakol,
I have made known to all, koach yirat Elokim shebilvavcha, the power of being God-fearing, that power that's in your heart, v'yilmedu mimcha, and they'll learn from you. So again, yadati. So for everyone's going down the same road. Yadati will mean hodati. Not I've known, but I've made known.
Ramban himself never said hodati, right?
Right.
I mean, couldn't you, it seems to be, I don't know if anyone said it, it seems to be the way I've always understood it. It's just kind of speaking in the language of man. If God were a man, he would have learned from this. He's not a man, so he didn't learn from
fine.
It. He would have. And so it's, I brought the potential out of action, and had, were I a man now, I would know.
Fine.
Did anyone say it like that?
I don't remember. I don't remember. It's a very nice thought. Umashe Katav. And the other verse that says, God tested you all these years. Ladat hayishchem o'avim et Hashem lokechem b'chol v'avchem b'chol nafshechem. To know, do you really love God with all your hearts and your souls? V'chen ladat et asher b'levavcha tishmor tzotav v'imlo. Or the other verse. That's the verse that God says, I want to see if you're, what's in your heart. Will you perform the mitzvahs or not? And the verse that says that God left the nations in the land of Israel to test the Jewish people to see will they watch the Torah, that can also be understood simply like this, that God gave us these tests spending 40 years, that day after day we didn't know what are we going to eat tomorrow. Every night we went to sleep, the pantry was empty. Tomorrow morning, is it going to rain man or not? That's affliction. That's a horrible way to live. God said, I did it for you, so that you would know. How great is your potential, your strength, to overcome your desire, your yetzer. And through this, they clarify to themselves the truth of their hearts. V'nisayon uvchina, and the words, nisayon and pchina, hen shemot mishtatfim. They're really similar names. Uchmo habchina lazahav elakesef megala leotzi apsolet nehim. When we say bchina, bchina is like the when you purify gold and metal, so you purge all the, you refine the sigim, the impurities in the gold and the silver. Ken al yedei anisayon, so too through a test, yitgale imod yesh psolet amun bilvavam. It's revealed, is there still any impurities in the heart? Uchmo sheitlonenu al aman, hamitonenim menafshenu katza v'neinshu. Just as we find there were people who complained about the man and they were punished. Ve'anisharim, those that remained and did not complain about the man. Yadu et levavam v'osifu omen b'irat Hashem nishmo mitzvotav. So they recognized their power. It's not easy to go to sleep every night and not have anything to eat the next morning and hope the bread's going to come down from heaven. But they knew they lived up to that. Now we can also understand, what about Chizkiyahu did not live up to his test? That the intent is, as far as Chizkiyahu, the one who's tested, so he should recognize that he's been weakened. So when Chizkiyahu did not live up to the test, that was also a message to Chizkiyahu. Wait a second, how'd you get here? Why didn't you live up to the test? So he took the message and he did tshuva. He became stronger in his heart. We'll skip the next parentheses. V'itzparesh gamken ma shamar David, and according to this we could also understand that which David HaMelech said, chokreini kel Veda levavi, search me out, God, and know my heart. Bechaneni, Hashem, please test me. Pasuk is in Tehillim. Tehillim kuf lamed tes. Pasuk says, Shabbat Shalom. Veda. I want you, Hashem, to know Sar Apai. Explains the Radal. Shakavanan Mashkatav Batrei. The verse is referring to the next point that David HaMelech continues. Ure, and after you test me, you'll see Im Derech Otsev Bi Uncheini Bederech Olam. Shim derech atzev shel yetzer hara, if you find within me the ways of the yetzer hara, ki az tancheni bederech olam, then guide me in the way of the world. Help me fix myself. So al yedei ze shetoni deini maseh nesayon et libi, that the test clarifies to a person where his own heart is holding. So again, what is David HaMelech saying? Please, Hashem, through the test, you'll help me recognize where I'm holding, and then you'll help me elevate myself to where I belong, The rest you guys can read on your own, the last few lines. So the Radal gave us a last shot like this, that the idea of the test is for a person himself to recognize and to bring out the strength that he has. And if it's a weakness and if he fails the test, so then it's not a situation where there's no risk. There is a risk, but if he fails, it's not that God didn't know he would fail, but rather God wanted him to know that he has still what to work on. Okay, so this is a quick overview of the Shita, some of the Rishonim. Obviously, there's still a lot more to be said, but it's a start.